Brian Jennings has the news in detail.
EirGrid, the operator of the national grid, is to announce today the results of the country's first auction for the generation of electricity from offshore wind farms. It marks a major milestone for the government's climate action plan, which calls for 7 gigawatts of electricity to come from offshore renewable sources by the end of this decade. Some environmental groups have raised concerns about the possible impact of hundreds of turbines along the coast on marine life and seabirds. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
Some of the wind farm projects which have bid for these contracts to generate electricity off the Irish coast have been in development since the 1990s. Later today, five projects off the east coast and one off the west coast will hear how much electricity they will be expected to produce and what range of prices are on offer. It will mark a moment when the ambition for Ireland to become a leader in offshore wind power will enter the realm of commercial reality. The proposed wind farms stretch from Dundalk Bay in the northeast to Arklow in County Wicklow. Another project is off the coast of Galway. This is the first tranche of proposed offshore wind farms, which were selected for fast-tracking several years ago. Others are waiting in the wings. If the companies behind the projects are happy with the terms on offer, they must apply for planning permission. Pre-planning work is already underway. These applications will eventually be handled by a new planning authority, the Maritime Area Regulatory Authority. Some environmental groups have raised concerns about the possible impact of hundreds of turbines along the coast on marine life and seabirds.
Former US President Donald Trump has called on the United States to default on its debts, threatened to pardon those who stormed the Capitol and mocked the woman he was found to have sexually abused. During a question and answer session with cheering supporters on CNN, Mr. Trump repeated false claims that the last election was stolen from him. He also refused to support Ukraine in its war with Russia.
If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
First, I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be absolutely over.
Do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad group says a pre-dawn airstrike has killed one of its senior commanders in Gaza. The PIJ is the second biggest militant group in Gaza after Hamas. Israel's army and Gaza militants traded heavy cross-border fire overnight, with at least 22 Palestinians killed over 2 days, in the worst escalation of violence to hit the region in months. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned these civilian deaths in Gaza and urged Israel and Palestinians to exercise restraint. New research indicates that a quarter of older renters expect to remain in the private rental sector for life because they feel there is no other accommodation available to them. The study was jointly carried out by the housing charity Threshold and Alone, the national organisation that enables older people to age at home. The research found that some older people experienced high levels of stress and insecurity in the private rental sector. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Canini.
The impact of Ireland's ageing population in the midst of a housing crisis is laid bare in this report by Threshold and Alone. Interviews were conducted with 31 older people who were renting or had recently concluded renting in the private rental sector. Over half of them were in receipt of the housing assistance payment, but some experienced a shortfall in HAP covering their rent. 17% of the interviewees noted a reluctance by their landlord to accept HAP, and in some cases there was a refusal to do so. Several referred to what they consider to be bullying or underhand behaviour by their landlords. The report says the lack of data and planning around the accommodation of older people is a problem and it requires immediate responses at national and local levels. The Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government, Dara O'Brien, who will launch the report this afternoon, has welcomed the research and believes it will help inform policies.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Showers will become widespread this morning, heaviest across the eastern half of the country, with spot flooding possible. Drier and sunnier intervals will increase in the northwest this afternoon, but frequent showers will persist elsewhere, with thunderstorms possible in the east and southeast. Showers will gradually become isolated by late evening, highest temperatures 13 to 16 degrees.